looking at the verses of hijab that were revealed, looking at the incident where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to enter his home and there was Sahaba sitting there, that put him in an awkward position. After that, the verses were revealed that if you want to ask them anything, the wives of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِن وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ, that you should communicate with them behind the parda, behind the veil, behind the screen. And this is where the laws of parda had been instituted. Now, Islamic system is such that immodesty, adultery, and all that leads to that are some of the most destructive evils that ruin families, societies, and people's lives. And therefore, Islam deals with a situation of blocking things from the source. You see that the European nations at present time, after doing away with the religious limits and breaking away from what was anciently entrenched in their society, they do not consider adultery a crime anymore. And they've molded their culture and society in such a fashion that sexual anarchy and modesty are permitted freely. But even they could not exclude the consequences of these actions. So what do you have? You have prostitution, rape, obscenities in public, and they still declare that as punishable offenses. So sometimes, you know, they allow it, and then when someone famous starts having womanizing and all of that, then they vilify the person. Whereas Islam starts at the point of lower your gaze, no free mixing of the gender. Women are to stay in the confines of their home unless there's a valid reason. Cover their bodies from head to toe, wearing the burqa, and then go out only during necessity. And if that is uphold the golden principles of the Sharia, then you won't have the problems that we see within our society. What had transpired after the laws of hijab were revealed, some of the wives of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam were uncertain as to what extent they had to uphold this and to what extent were they allowed. Allah Rabbul Azim says, if you reveal something, you conceal it, then Allah certainly knows and has knowledge of everything. So what does this verse say? That Allah knows what is hidden and what is apparent, and there's nothing that you can hide from Allah Rabbul Izzah. Inna dhalikum kana inda Allahi azeema. That if you disclose anything, you conceal it, whether you disclose or conceal, Allah Ta'ala knows everything. What is being emphasized here is that one should not let any doubt or suspicion enter one's heart or mind about the issue of farda and hijab, the issue of hijab for women. Out of the injunction that we mentioned, that is a very strong injunction of the noble Quran, and therefore one is to understand its position very, very clearly. Now furthermore, Allah Rabbul Izzah then says, for the women, and specifically for the wives of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who after the verses were revealed thought that they needed to keep farda from everyone, all males. So they were told that the relatives of them, in terms of certain la junaha alayna fi abaihinna, there is no sin for the wives of the Prophet with regards to their fathers, wala abnaihinna, their sons, wala ikhwanihinna, their brothers, wala abnai ikhwanina, their brothers' sons, wala abnai khawatina, their sisters' sons, wala nisaihinna, and from Muslim women. The Muslim doesn't have to cover up in front of another Muslim lady. Yes, if she's a non-Muslim lady, then she needs to maintain a certain level of covering up. Wala ma malakat aymanuhun, nor the slaves that they own. Wattaqina Allah, continue to fear Allah. Inna Allaha kana ala kulli shayin shahida, certainly Allah is witness over everything. So in this verse, there is the concession that has been mentioned in terms of the laws of hijab with regards to the maharim, and beyond that, everything else has been stipulated. In other words, you should forever be mindful of the injunctions with regards to seclusion and exception in this regard, and do not allow any disruption in following these injunctions. The limits are set by Allah and have to be safeguarded both internally and externally, and no conditional state of yours is concealed from Allah. He knows the treachery of the eyes, and He knows what the chest conceals.